Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my, time does fly when we are having fun, right? Well, we've been having fun since the last time the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show was live here on Blog Talk Radio. And we are live tonight on the 5th day of June, 2015, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, with, as I just said, the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show. We've got a lot going on the show this evening. If you want to get in the queue to speak to Tana or get a blessing from her special guest, you want to call 347-989-1719. That's right. 347-989-1719, and please press the number 1 on your phone keypad to let us know that you are there, because I'm going to let you know right now that Miss Tana Alonzo is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. I just want to appreciate everybody for calling in, and for those of you who are going to be asking questions, you know, I welcome you, and I thank you for that, and instilling me with the trust to answer these questions for me and take care of these inquiries and situations. And I understand I have some people calling to give confirmation. That always makes me feel good, confirmations. And like my Annette says, I have a special guest tonight. His name is Elder Saunders. He is a magnificent prayer warrior amongst many things. He has many gifts and talents he was born with, and he's going to be on the line. I know I've been promising everyone that Elder is coming on. Well, he is here tonight, and he will be co-hosting the show with me, the one-hour show tonight, the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show. This is broadcasting worldwide, so he's worldwide, okay, like God is. So anybody and everybody who wants to have prayer, because this man is bad. I mean, his prayers reach farther than anybody I ever saw in my life, okay? And I can attest, and I have a praise and I have many praise and progress reports and testimonies. My mother had some health illnesses and health challenges. He was right there. Him and his wife and my pastor, they were right there. And I've seen things that weren't moving. When this man prays, he has a gift, and he is awesome. You can tell he is truly, truly anointed in Jesus' name. And so I'm very, very happy to have him on. That's definitely a treat. I'm going to try to have him on regular, okay, because I know a lot of my previous callers and clients who have had the pleasure of speaking with Elder Saunders and had prayer, they asked me about him all the time because they were telling me how many miracles has happened since he prayed with them. And, you know, we're just asking for some donations because, you know, we like to tithe and do love offerings or tithe donations and things like that of $20 through a PayPal that will be set up. And but he prays and you just get things. So it's like when you go to church and, you know, you put your little tithe in the pot or whatever, you know how that go. And, of course, me, you know how to get in touch with me, the 586-944-9289 number, and my email is tana@tanaalonza.com, and my website, Tana Alonza, and I have like a multitude of 1-800 number extensions on Keen, and I don't never blow myself up with that. I should be. I do in-person readings, and I do over-the-phone readings as well. Elder Saunders will be able to do over the phone a prayer when, you know, a person's not, you know, local to do them in person. And let me see what else I'll be still doing my workshops. I'll be traveling. So next month I'll be broadcasting from Alabama. I'll be later. Let me see, was it next week? Going to Chicago. So, you know, things are going to be going well. And I am happy to announce that Elder's number to reach Elder Saunders for prayer is 734-345-6589. That number again is 734-345-6589. Or you may email him, you know, if you have a concern or urgent need, to Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Saunders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, 30, the number 30, at gmail.com. He is available 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Because you know folks will be trying to get that confused and call him at 10 p.m. at midnight. Now, we don't have no midnight prayer service yet, but he'll tell you if you're going to get one. That's not my call, okay? But, yes, yeah, I'm here. We're going to have fun tonight. I'm going to be doing, like I always do, reading people. I'm going to try to keep it to just one question tonight, okay? And reason being because he's going to be, you know, doing his prayer service and things, and I don't want to, you know, step on his time. So where I usually do two questions, and sometimes they be trying to slip 3, 4, 15, 29, I only will be doing one question. And then on the third, when I'm back on the third, I will be doing the tarot, you know, because it's not enough time to do it like at all, which I would love to, but it's just not enough time. And I see a lot of people here in the studio. I'm looking at the call board here, the switch. It's a lot of people wanting prayer, so I don't want to step on their time. You know, I want to be mindful of their time. And so what I am going to do is take the first call, and the first caller is this is let me see. What is this here? I can't see this. It's Tina in Michigan who has a confirmation.
Hi, Tana. Hi, this Tina. Is Tina in Michigan.
Hi, Tina. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. Hey, I just want to give you confirmation about something that you told me before. You told me that I would meet a very wealthy man and that he was going to ask me to marry him. Well, I did meet the wealthy man, and we are a couple at this point, but I don't have the wedding ring yet, but I am expecting it. So
okay.
I just want to give you confirmation on that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that because he's really into you. Right now he's a little scattered. Well, he's scattered, but he can't get enough of his teen, honey. When he tries to call a lot, he tries to come and visit a lot, and he was, like, getting on your nerve. Was that true at one time?
That's true. Yeah, I mean, he's texting, calling all day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I saw that in spirit. Well, what I want to tell you about this guy is that even though I see distance, meaning that I don't see him physically around you, so I don't know if his job entails him to travel a lot.
He's out of town all the time.
Okay, because I keep seeing the air, like when somebody blow and it's in the air. So I'm looking at maybe he travels by plane, not by train or bus.
No, it's train. It's the airplane all the time.
Okay, because I keep seeing air. So he's always gone. He's very successful. He has a lot more money than he lets on to. But what I want to tell you is, even though he goes a lot, and I keep seeing distance, when he tries to come back and make up for lost time, this guy is going to come back, when he comes back to town, he's going to get on your nerve, and he's going to want to worry you to death about your time. But one thing I'm going to warn you about, he's going to start to get very, very jealous, very jealous. And he going to want something for nothing, but I got faith in you. You're going to tell him how it works, you know. This guy is going to get so caught up in you. He is going to ask to propose. He's going to propose to you. He's going to ask for your hand in marriage. He is cutting some loose ends off now because I see in spirit I saw some paperwork being done. So if he's married, he's on his way to getting divorced. He's filed. If he is married, he's trying to do a legal separation, but I see some paperwork. It's legal contract, so it's going to be a magistrate or a judge or have you know, like that. That's going to be going on. So he's going to be going to court because he did not think about doing this until he met you. You really got his nose open. So that's what's making him make the decision to let go of this former relationship he was in. And so he's going to get really, really, really deep into you, and you ain't going to be able to turn for him. And he's going to kind of get demanding and controlling, and you're going to be like, when you look up, he's going to be like, there again. But just say, look here. You know, it costs to be the boss. Hello. You know, like that.
Hello.
And then he'll get it, but he's going to start being, especially after the Mercury retrograde, he's going to start being trying to be a permanent part of your life.
Okay.
Things might be a little slow now because we're in a Mercury retrograde, and I have my book here. We're going to be leaving the Mercury retrograde the 11th, which is next week Thursday, okay?
Right, because today I told him that I did need more because he's gone so much.
Yeah, he flies out so much. And he is hearing it, and part of him is not hearing it, but we're going to be leaving Mercury retrograde at 6:33 p.m. Eastern time next Thursday, the 11th of June.
Right.
And it's going to be 3:33 p.m. Pacific time, since they, 3 hours behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted to tell you. But I want to say thank you so much.
Thank you.
For, calling and giving me confirmation. I just really thank you and appreciate that.
Thank you, Tana. I appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, and I will talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, the next call is Marcia from Detroit. She's calling, it looks like, to get a blessing from Elder. So now we're going to have Elder come on the line for Marcia.
Hey, Tana. And hi, Elder.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing. How are you, dear?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Good.
I'd be glad when the grade is over, that's all.
Yes, 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 and I will be too. I surely will be too. But I had a partial confirmation, and I wanted to bless in some Elder Sanders. I wanted to let you know one of the events that you told me about with my job that I was going to be coming into some money. I did come into some, but they messed over it. So I wanted to ask Elder, would he bless me to help make the correction for their mistakes that they think they're getting away with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be fixed now. Here comes Elder in the house now.
You did warn me, Tana, and I appreciate that. And sure enough, it was on time and on point. But,
thank you.
I hate to call it out, but the state of Michigan plays funky games, and I don't want to be played.
Oh, they do cut up like that. But I'm glad. Oh, thank you for the confirmation, because they're going to end up everything that was messed up. Elder, honey, God and Elder, it's going to be all right now. But I do see it is going to get straightened out. It might take a second, but you getting everything, plus they got to pay you extra, and they're going to end up giving you retro. But I'm going to bring Elder on here now, Annette. We can bring Elder in the house.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Elder.
Yes, Tana, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Okay. Oh, I'm blessed, and I feel anointed. I feel anointed. I'm glad to be on your show. I heard about the prayer request, and I'm ready to pray.
Oh,
thank you for being a guest. I'm so happy. Hopefully we can get you in here. I want to tie you down. We can have you on here all the time. But, yeah, this is Marcia. And I thank you so much for confirmation. And here's your Elder, Marcia.
Well, thank you,
Marcia.
Nice meeting you, Elder.
It's nice to meet you. Are you ready to receive this blessing?
Yes, sir. Yes, I truly am.
All right, let's go. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God, you heard the request, and right now, Father, because all power, God, is in your hands, we're asking you right now to make the crooked road straight again, Father. What the government can't do, what people can't do, Father God. Hallelujah. You can come on in, God, hallelujah, and bless this woman from the crown of her head going to the very soles of her feet. Even right now, we call her blessed. Hallelujah. The plan was for her to be blessed, and right now, we call you, woman of God, blessed. In the name of Jesus, we call you blessed, and can't nobody take it off of you right now. Hallelujah. You're blessed in the name of Jesus. We speak money coming your way. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. People will give to you, give to your bosom. It's so cold. Hallelujah. And it's already coming. It's already getting started. Hallelujah. Some hearts is being prepared right now that you should receive your blessing. And not only the blessing that you're looking at, you're asking for, but it's going to come from other directions. Hallelujah. We're speaking right now in the universe, and it is so by the power of God. Woman, get ready. Get ready to be blessed. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. And keep your ears open. Hallelujah. And keep your eyes open. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because hallelujah is going to come before you know it.
Yes.
Not many days since you're going to have, woo, shaka, I'm about to get excited up in here. Glory. Get ready. Money.
That's coming.
Get ready. It's here.
Thank money you. Is coming. Woo! My God.
Woo! Come on. I need that. And I definitely need to make a contribution to you all. And I'm so blessed and so grateful. I have to come forth. Thank you. And I'm going to let you know what happens next, because I want to make another confirmation that you all are a blessing to the Lord. And I know you are, because you wouldn't be on the phone telling me all the goodness. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
I feel it. I thank you both.
Deliver the anointing. Woo!
Yes, Lord, we all are praying and for you, so you got a lot of prayer behind you. God and Elder, because with that strong anointing, it's a done deal.
Amen.
Thank you.
And I can't thank you for calling enough. Thank you for calling. I can't thank you enough. I just appreciate you calling in.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys have a good one, and I'll get that information to send my flare blessings. I really will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. And then, okay. Thank you so much, baby. Appreciate you. And the next call is Michelle from Colorado. She has, she would like to have a blessing from Elder, and now I'm going to go to Michelle in Colorado. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Ms. Tanner.
Hi,
how Elder.
How you doing, darling?
Hello there.
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you. We appreciate you calling and supporting the show.
Definitely.
So you would like to have a blessing from Elder. All
yes,
right.
Yes, I would actually, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, here is Elder.
Thank you, Lord God. Hi, Edaboshikai. Yes, God, right now, hallelujah, for Michelle, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. First of all, God, hallelujah, blessed, hallelujah, and healed from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, God, hallelujah. We settle before you right now, hallelujah, and we loose angels all around her right now for her protection, God, coming and going wherever she go, Father God. We, hallelujah, hallelujah, we call favor in your life right now, hallelujah. You're going to be highly favored about some things, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when it comes, hallelujah, it's not going to be a coincidence. You're going to know that this blessing came from God. It's going to be so deep it's going to almost knock you down. Hallelujah. And if it do, hallelujah, just get back up. Glory to God and thank God. Hallelujah. Because it ain't going to be the last time. Hallelujah. We call you blessed, woman. Hey. We call you blessed. And can't nobody take it away. Hallelujah. Hold your hand out right now. Hallelujah. Blessings in your hands right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Healing in your hands right now. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Anointing being set around your life. Protection. All over you right now. The heat of the Holy Ghost, the anointing is set before you. Hallelujah. It's set around you right now. You're so blessed, you don't even know how blessed you just became tonight.
That's right.
I'm about to shout up in here, my glory.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
My God.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's so
thank
great.
You, hallelujah. And this blessing has already started.
That's
you can
great.
Count yourself blessed. Hallelujah. And people are going to start looking at you and wondering what in the world is going on when they see these blessings after blessings after blessings. Somebody going to ask you, how you get blessed like that? How did you get blessed like that? Woo!
And Jesus is going to
get your ears ready.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
My pleasure. Well, thank you for calling in, and keep us posted, okay, Michelle?
Oh, you know I will, definitely.
Okay, well,
much
thanks
love.
For calling the show. Hey, appreciate that. And I will be, hopefully you'll tune in for us on the third week, the third Friday of June. Okay, next caller is Jan with confirmation and an onlook about her life, I think, or something. I can't really read this. But hi, Jan.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to tell you that.
Confirmation?
Yes. About a month or two ago, you told me that I was going to start meeting people, meeting guys, and some of them was going to move fast. And I went to Florida last month. I met a guy. That one started moving really, really fast, and you seen somebody, seen me meeting someone in a uniform. I met a law enforcement officer, and we're going out to lunch next week.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, I'm happy for you, and I thank you for calling and giving confirmation. That makes me feel so good.
Yes, you was on point with that.
Well, that's cool. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to have a good time. And Elders here, if you want a blessing and a prayer, honey, you're going to put a cherry on top of this here.
Glory.
I do need prayer because you gave me some advice to, to set up some candles and do some stuff for finances. And I did it, but I the money came, but it's money I got to pay back. And it's like everything with my finances is thrown off. I was shorted $1,433, and it's taking forever to get to me. And it's like it's going away from me and not to me to stay. I'm getting money, but I got to pay it back. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I need prayer for
creep.
That.
Okay, so increase and more money coming in and then leaving out.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are we ready?
Let him know. Here go, Elder.
Hallelujah. At your request, yes, God, and Father, you heard the woman even right now, God, the need that she has and the desire that she has, Father, and we're asking you to bless it right now from on high in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak money cometh. Hallelujah. Money come on right now in the name of Jesus. Enter her life, hallelujah, more, hallelujah, than she need right now, able to do all the things that she need and even some more, God. Hallelujah. Money on the right side, money on the left side. Father, we ask you to bless her right now, God. Hallelujah. Bring her increase with enough finances, God, that she can turn around and bless somebody else. Hallelujah. What are we asking, God? We ask that her cup start running over, Father, on somebody else. That she be so blessed. She be attached to somebody else. Blessings just going to roll off of her. Hallelujah. And money off of her and bless somebody else. Somebody going to have a great need, God. And they're going to need somebody to help them. And she's going to be the one because she's going to have enough finances to help herself and help somebody else. God, we give you praise right now. We speak these blessings, God. Even at her request, God, you said the desires of our heart, God. You stand there listening, Lord, hallelujah. And you want to give us the desires of our heart, God. And we thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise right now because this blessing is already this blessing is in the universe. It's in left the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And hallelujah is going to be like down on you, woman, you gonna be blessed. Hey, woo, short cold gone. I better chill out, because I'm about to take off. Hallelujah, then you shall we complete the work by the power of God. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
You ready for your blessings coming?
Thank you.
You're
They're
very
coming.
Welcome.
You can't stop them now. They on their way now. You got to call them and give them a
How will you?
And I got something to tell you. Elder's going to have his own show, so it's going to be at least an hour to receive blessings. Uh-oh, did I say that? Yes, I said it. So
Hallelujah.
He's going to be a guest. But, oh, y'all in trouble now. Here come God. He going to be having his own show. Y'all going to call in, and y'all better give me confirmation because y'all going to be burning my phone lines up in this studio talking about, Tanner, guess what Elder did? So you're going to be giving us plenty of confirmation.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, thank you, too. And now the next call is Jamel from Chicago, who wants a blessing from Elder. I'm going to go ahead and click on to Jamel. Hi, Jamel.
Hey, Tanner. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, darling?
I'm good.
Well, thank you for calling in and supporting the show. I appreciate that.
Of course, Tanner. You know, it's me, Jamel. It's me.
So you are. Well, I'm glad you called in, Jamel.
Yeah, definitely. You know my situation and stuff, so I'm just patiently waiting. You know, just making sure that everything is still copacetic and things is still on the positive side on me. And just to put the cherry on top, I would like a blessing from Elder, if that's possible.
Well, yeah. Let me tell Elder what's going on. There's a female. And it was a little bit of a misunderstanding. And the female loves Jamel like Jamel loved the female. And she wants to come back, but she's just a little confused right now. The devil trying to work hard, and he just wants his baby back because they was going to get married and everything is on and popping. It's just a little bit of a delay, and the devil wants to be busy. That's what the situation is, and he's just waiting on things to go back and meld together like Jell-O.
Right.
Amen. I'm down with that. We're going to do this like this.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Go on. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, you give us power, God, to become the sons of God. And you give us power over the enemy, Father God. Hallelujah. And we know that we blessed and highly favored, God. We know that we made in your image and after your likeness, God. That's why the devil comes to destroy, God. But right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we move his hands back. Hallelujah. Everything is coming against this right now. Hallelujah. We command your hands to be off right now. We ain't asking you nothing. We telling you what to do. Hallelujah. Move back right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you in the dry place. Hallelujah. You won't come against this. You can't touch this. Hallelujah. Because we put an anointing of the Holy Ghost on it right now. We put the name of Jesus on it right now. And can't nothing come through that name because ain't nothing powerful than that name. Hallelujah. 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 Jamel, be blessed right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set your ears ready to get your gift. Glory to your shakai. Hallelujah. We bring God. Hallelujah. We bring it together right now. The crooked road that tried to destroy it has become straight again. Echo Rosa. We speak it. We decree it in the soul right now. Hallelujah. Father, by your spirit, put a seal on it, God. Hallelujah. Put your seal on it, God. And your seal is your blessings. And we thank you for blessing them right now, Father. We thank you for blessing the two right now, Father. Anoint this prayer that's already anointed, God. Send it out, God, where it needs to go. And loose an angel right beside it, Father, God. Hallelujah. Angels ascending and descending on this prayer. On the circumstances, and we just call this thing done. Ain't no sense in talking about it no more when it's already done. Hey,
already done.
I didn't know Shy. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Done
deal.
Y'all about to make me shut up in this room,
man. Yeah, I love the elder. The elder on point. Yeah. Gratitude.
Jesus is the light. It's a done deal, not just
all right.
It feels.
Now you're gonna keep them posted now, because when she say yeah, and you talking about this here wet now, you got to tell us about it now.
Yes, I will definitely do that. Yeah, you know I'm going to stay in touch. So thank you, gratitude, much blessings. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Before you go, and this just came to my mind, so it had to come by the Holy Spirit since we in prayer. A lot of times we look to be blessed by God, and we look for a visitation from God, and sometimes he may come visit you and bless you, but what we're saying right now is, God, rest on him. Rest on you right now in the name of Jesus. Rest on you and your companion right now. They don't have to be visitations. Come and rest. 24/7, rest. Hey, God's going to show you some things. He's blessing you through some things. And the reason he's going to talk to you is because he come to rest. R-E-S-T, rest on your life.
Rest.
When he rests, you can't help but to be blessed.
Right.
Hey, y'all about to make me cut up in this room. I'm trying to be cool, calm, and collected. Woo, glory.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. So much gratitude. Thank you, Tana. Thank
you,
Elder.
Awesome, keep us posted.
Oh, I definitely will. You know I will.
Okay. Thank you, Tana. Can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And now we will turn it over to Annette.
And we do appreciate it. We appreciate everybody that's calling in this evening. We appreciate everybody that's on the line waiting to hear a wonderful, wonderful blessing from Elder Sanders. That's right. We can hook you up with Vincent Sanders. We call him Elder Sanders here. There are two ways of connecting with him. The first would be by phone at 734-345-6589. Let this prayer warrior work for you. You can also email him at Vincent Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, and the numbers 3030, VincentSanders30@gmail.com. Those are two ways that you are going to reach our fantastic prayer warrior, Elder Vincent Sanders. Remember, he will be available 2 days a week. I'm sorry, 6 days a week for 2 hours a day. That's what I meant to say, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 12 noon. So when you are looking to set that appointment, you're looking to call him and reach him, please remember 10 a.m. to 12 noon, that is Eastern time, whether that's Eastern Daylight Time or that's Eastern Standard Time. Right now we're in the daylight, so there you go. Thank you so much for tuning into the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show this evening live on the fifth day of June 2015. We are in the pleasant and most inspiring company of Vincent Elder Sanders. He is giving out blessings, and we've got lots of people waiting. We've got lots of wonderful energy flowing here. We'd like to remind you that our girl Tana, who brings this program to you live the first and third Friday of each month, can be reached at her website, which is TanaAlonza.com. You can email her, Tana@TanaAlonza.com, and you can also follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, the ever-popular LinkedIn. This international psychic will blow your mind, so make sure that you prepare yourself for a reading with Tana. Visit the website, TanaAlonza.com. Find out what you're looking for. Ask her what you want her to do for you, and then give her a shout at 586-944-8289 and get that reading. Get it all together. You will not be disappointed, because you're going to call right back into this show live the first and third Friday of every month. And you're going to give us confirmation like you've heard this evening. And you will continue to hear more wonderful, wonderful confirmations, fabulous energy that has been sent out from the one and only Tana Alonza. Remember, that is Tana@TanaAlonza.com. The email, her website is TanaAlonza.com. We've got her live here on her radio show, the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show, live the first and third Friday of every month. No lie. And her special guest here live this evening on June 5th, 2015 is the one and only mind-blowing prayer warrior, Elder Sanders. And to welcome him back into the house is our one and only Tana Alonza.
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for that, Annette. I really appreciate that. You are so cool times 10. Well, the next caller, it looks like a young lady. Let me see if I can read this right. It says Sue from Texas, who wants a blessing for her career. And now I'm going to go to Sue in Texas. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to thank you for tuning in and calling the show, supporting the show, darling.
Great. Thank you.
Now, how are you doing there in Texas? Because I had heard a lot of stuff going on with the weather there. Are you okay?
Oh, perfect. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, because I wanted to, you know, see how you were, because I got a lot of people that I read in Texas, and they were saying their house got caught up in that tornado and the floods, you know?
There were some areas that got damaged, and then there are certain areas that was not. So, but I'm blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, okay, so here is Elder to pray for your blessing on your career.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set your mind, yes, our God, right now. Hallelujah. Just close yourself out right now. Close your spirit, man, out right now, where it's just you right now waiting to receive a blessing from God. Hallelujah. Because he stands waiting to bless his people. Hallelujah. And we're talking about careers right now. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father. Hallelujah. You already know, Father God, what she need, God, and at her request, God, because she spoke it, God. You said that we have not because we ask not, but she asked today, God, so she can have what she say, Father God. Right now, Father, increase, God. Hallelujah. A promotion, God. And everything that she's trying to do, God, to bring this thing to light, God. The finances that she need, her health right now, God, to be 100% so she can do the things that she need to do, God. Doors open right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're talking about the doors that used to be at one time no doors. Hallelujah. We change the program right now by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that these doors that once said no shall now say yes. Oh, hey, we're speaking in the universe, and this door has got to open. God said, let there be light, and then there was light. And we speak it right out, oh, my God, all the way up in Texas. Hey, glory to God. There is no distance in prayer. Hallelujah. Your blessing is right over your head. Hallelujah. Your blessing is in your hands, but you can't feel it yet. But at the appointed time, oh, glory, everything that you need. Hallelujah. Even that which you desire, you're going to have it. Hallelujah. You're going to be thankful. Hallelujah. Because it's already come. And it's finally going to get there. The thing that you need from God, the thing that nobody else can give to you, that nobody else will bless you with, he's going to put it right in your hands, and he's going to lay it right at your feet. Woman, you're going to walk in blessings. Yeah, glory. It's going to be like you put on new shoes. Hallelujah. You're getting ready to walk in some blessings. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. I received that myself. Hey, glory. Woo! Jesus. He come to bless you. He come to bless you. You're going to look blessed. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. People going to look at you strange because you're going to be looking blessed. You're going to be looking like you're blessed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you're going to look in the mirror sometimes after you get this blessing, and you're just going to laugh. And you're going to be tickled, 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 because you're going to be so blessed, it's going to just tickle you.
Hallelujah.
In other words, I'm saying you're going to start acting silly because you're so blessed. When at one time you was being worried about the thing, but you're going to look back and laugh at it. Hallelujah. When these blessings come, you're going to look back and laugh at it like it was a joke, but now it's the real deal. Glory.
Thank you.
I feel the heat up in there. I don't know what y'all feeling over there. I feel the heat of the Holy Ghost. That means God is right here while we're talking, and he's blessing right now.
Right. Anointed.
Thank you.
Right now, the heat of the Holy Ghost is all up in this room, and he must be blessing you right now. Woo!
Right?
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you. I receive it.
I feel some of your blessing.
It's going to come. It's like a freight train.
I feel some of your blessing.
Okay.
It must be colder than you think, because I feel your blessing.
Yeah, you keep us posted, Sue, and thank you for calling. Keep us, and you're going to be giving us confirmation soon, you know?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. And now I'm going to turn it over to Penny in Detroit, who is calling. She wants blessings from Elder. This is Penny from Detroit. Hi, Penny.
Yes, hello. Hi, how are you? I'm doing okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you called and supported the show, darling. Thank you.
Sure, anytime.
Okay, well, here is your elder.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Is there anything specific that you're asking?
Yes, I want my finances to straighten up.
All right. We can speak that.
Yes.
Let's go. Our shy Lord, already, Father, before we ask you, we're going to give you the praise for it because you're the one that's going to send it. Hallelujah. You're the blesser. Hallelujah. And you're blessing her, God. So even before we ask, we want to give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. And now we ask, God, hallelujah, concerning these finances, God. Hallelujah. Created money. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. Father, you can get into bank accounts, God. Can't no computer control you. You control the computer. You built the heavens and the earth, and you said that you own the cattle on a thousand hills, God.
Yes,
we ask you to bless this woman from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Not next week, hallelujah, hallelujah, but even in the very same hour that we speak it, God, here it goes, we believe, Father, we got the faith, God, to believe that it's already in action, God, hallelujah, let somebody talk in her ear, God, about giving her money, Father, let some of these places, God, that need to bless her, God, begin to start blessing her, hallelujah, let blessings come from the left and right, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do the things that you need to do. Hallelujah. And if he gives you more than enough, which I believe he is, bless somebody that need to be blessed. Don't let them pray on you. You know who needs to be blessed. Bless them, and then God's going to give you a double portion. You ain't seen nothing yet. The first one is going to be more than enough. But when you turn around and bless somebody else, because this person is going to need that blessing, and when you be obedient to it, here come your double portion. You might as well be ready because it's already ready for you.
Right.
Thanks.
God.
Yes. Amen. So be it. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks for calling in, Penny, and keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. The next call is Lori, and Lori is calling from California, and she wants a blessing for her love life. And next on the line is Lori. Hi, Lori. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm enjoying listening.
That's good. How's the weather there in Cali?
Oh, it's good. It's hot.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah,
well, here's your elder, Lori.
Thank you. I think you're welcome. Got a curse in the love department.
well, we about to cast that out.
Okay.
Before we start playing, Taylor.
Yes.
Tanner, can you hear me? Tanner?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Uh-huh.
Can you pour that anointing over here? Because it's bubbling over here in this room.
Yes, I can feel it. I can feel it.
All right.
Mom over here. She grinning from ear to ear. She can feel it.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, she grinning from ear to ear. You getting her well. You healing her with your prayers, okay?
Glory. Look here. God is love. And he's got an agape love that no man can understand. Hallelujah. And he loves every one of us. Hallelujah. And he wants us to have a companion. Hallelujah. So we asking him right now. Hallelujah. Father. Father, she kind of thought that she might have been messed up or jacked up in this life, God, concerning that place, God. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak that this thing is turning around. Hallelujah. It's turning around like a tornado right now. Hallelujah. And when it stops, you're going to be so together. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you send somebody to her, Father God. Hallelujah. Father, somebody that's going to really care about her, God. Hallelujah. Somebody that's going to make her happy right now, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, God, let your blessing be on it, God. Let your blessing be in it. Hallelujah. And Father, oh God, hallelujah. Other things, God, that she need that she have not even spoken of, God, we ask you to grant it. Oh, glory. The peace that passeth all understanding right now. Peace in your mind, your body, and your soul right now. Hallelujah. Woman, be at peace and be ease because your blessing is nigh thee. Echo Rosata is nigh thee. It's closer than you think. It's just as real as you can feel. You can't get no realer than that. Hallelujah. Look, we just called you blessed and highly favored, and the thing that you ask for, keep waiting because it's on its way. Hallelujah. It's on its way to embrace you. And it's going to have a blessing on it. Hallelujah. This blessing comes from God. You ain't going to have to worry. You don't have a confirmation. Hey, glory. Woo. And the power of God, when you get there, it's going to let you know that he came to bless. It's going to be like something phenomenal that you've never seen in your life because of what you asked for, he's sending something extra to you that you need. You ain't even told nobody about it, but he's sending something extra. It's been the desire in your heart. Ishakai. Hallelujah. Get ready, woman. Be ready to be blessed, because you are in this hour. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey,
you're highly blessed.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for calling in and you know, supporting the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, and the next call is from Tina. And it looks like, let me see if I can read this right here, because sometimes my eyes fail me when I don't have my peepers on, my glasses. So it says, Tina from New Jersey is looking for needs a blessing from Elder for a relationship. So this is Tina from New Jersey. Hi, Tina.
Hi, God bless you. Thank you for having your show. Yes, I was calling to ask about my boyfriend, Tank. Yes, and I love the Lord.
All right. And you want to know what about your friend, Darla?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what do you get from our relationship with Tank? What's going on with him?
Well, I just pick up, I don't pick up anything bad. I just pick up regular degular. Things may be kind of cooled off a little bit, but that's because of the Mercury retrograde. Things are going to start going a little bit, I see things going forward ahead. After June 11th, but he still might be dragging his feet a little bit. He got a lot of things on his mind. He's trying to make some decisions and things like that about different issues. But I don't see anything wrong.
No, he's getting a divorce. So will it be finalized by then? Yeah, that's what it was.
You want a what now?
I said he was getting divorced. He's separated. They live in separate places and they're in court.
So things are going to go, but it's going to be kind of slow for a minute. But there's nothing wrong. I don't see a problem. I just see everything's going to be cool. Trying to get things cleared out of life. It's a negative, and everything's going to be right. I don't see nothing bad.
Oh, great. Thanks. So the ex, she's not going to put up a fight. It's going to be okay. And you don't see what it'll be finalized?
If she does try to do a little something, it's not even going to be enough to even ruffle his feathers because she's weak and watered down. So I didn't see any problems or anything like that in his future.
Oh, okay. So he's upset. He wanted us to move in together, but I had to slow things down. So is that why he was dragging? That's why he's dragging his feet?
Well, he just want to make sure he's doing the right thing since he's doing a whole life transition deal. You know what I mean? Because he don't want to go from one problem to another. He does like you. He does want to be in a committed relationship. But, right, you know how things move slow anyway in a Mercury retrograde because that's delayed. He's going to be moving slow after, but not as slow, after we hit June 11th. And he is serious, and he is going to be divorcing that person, and things are going to be working out pretty good. I felt really, really good about this. And I don't see anything negative, you know. You're going to have your, you're going to have your guy.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. And you have a good one, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, darling. Thanks for calling. Okay,
you're welcome.
And then I have a Sharon. But thank you, baby. And I have a Sharon from, let me see if I can find my Sharon from Ohio. Needs a blessing for her career. And this is Sharon in Ohio. Hi,
yep.
Sharon.
I called you in February, and you were so accurate. I got a job in March.
You.
But I know you were.
I just love it.
So
you got
were.
A job in March. Okay, I just
yes.
thank you.
You were. Oh, my gosh. Why would you even doubt that? But the contract job ended about a week ago. Do you see me getting another job?
I do see you getting a job, and I do see you getting something you actually like. It's nothing that you have to take, you know, to pay a bill.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay,
yeah,
go
so
on.
I
when?
Yeah, and it looks like I do see some things going. It looks like I see them wanting to call you now, but I would want you to take the business. They said, when can you come on in, Sharon? Do it after the 11th. Don't tell them you can come in tomorrow. Don't do that, okay?
I know.
You will be happy.
Sounds
you will
too desperate.
This job.
You're right. I know.
Yeah, right. And you're gonna make some nice money, and they will want you to be long-term. So how long you stay depends on how long you want to just set your anchors in. How's that? But I do see good things. I don't see anything negative going on.
Thank you. I will be working the next few weeks. Do you see that? How about by July?
Oh, you're going to be working before July. Why do you say July? You're going to be working before July.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I am so – this has been the worst year of my life. So I will – I know, by July. Thank you. These prayers, I didn't know you did this on your show. I didn't know. It's wonderful.
Well, I didn't. I didn't. Elder has been so – I'm just so humbled and so honored. He said he would be a part of the show. And so, oh, you think you're pumping with gas now, or you're going to be pumping high octane now with Elder around. Oh, you might be driving CEO in a minute now with Elder around in the house now.
You're so funny. But you were so right. I got the job in March. You told me it was a contract job. It lasted a couple months. I finished it. But you see me getting a new job this month.
It looks like before July. So
thank
if
you.
I was you, once after the 11th, hey, you better say, yeah, be on and popping, and you're going to be very very happy, and you're going to be nice to them. They're going to be nice to you. You're going to enjoy the environment. And I do see you getting some outfits. I see you getting some skirt sets.
I know. I haven't bought clothes in a year. I know.
Yeah, you're going to be getting some clothes for your job. I see you and get the, you know, stockings and everything. You're going to be looking so nice. Not that you don't look nice now, but I see you, you know, hey, you just upping your game with your wardrobe, darling.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Have a nice evening, okay? I love your prayers. I'm going to listen. So put me on hold, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
you. And supporting the show. And the next
thank
call
you.
Is – hey, my pleasure, baby. Thank you. And the next call is Erica in Ohio. What does her spirit want her to know? Hello. Hey, Erica.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, well,
you have a nice show.
Thank you.
And my issue is I've got a lot going on, and, you know, I really I'm recovering from a work injury and have some issues there. But, you know, one thing I'm always concerned about is I need to get some love in my life. And that's part of what whatever spirit has to say concerning that. But when they took me out of queue, honey, and I heard all this noise and praising going on, honey, I didn't know y'all had the prayer warrior, honey, shaking up stuff on here. I want some of that, too.
No joke. Oh, honey, we ain't no joke around here. God's up on this here prayer.
Ooh, honey,
like, you know,
shaking up my mood.
I'll tell you, I love it, girl. Quit playing now. Elder making some stuff happen around here because he is so anointed. Like I said,
yes, he is. And you tell him if he's on this call or with you. I guess he listens to it. However you do that, tell him Isaiah 45:2, honey. He go up before you and make every quicker way straight. One could put a thousand a flight and two for 10,000, honey. That's what he's doing.
He's coming back to him. You just talk to him. You just tell him,
too.
He right here. Yeah, he right here. He can hear you.
I'm your neighbor over here. I know what's going on up there in them, up in the clouds. Hey, putting
them petitions
up, honey. They're hitting the throne.
Glory. I heard about work injury.
So anything that you have to tell me that I'm telling you, honey, I just like, woo, honey, it's a moving and a shaking, honey. Woo, what you doing on this show?
God, here come God. Here come God up in here.
Mm-hmm.
He already here.
Mm-hmm.
But God.
But thank you. This is such a wonderful experience for a first-time caller. It's such a wonderful experience.
Thank you, baby, because he got a blessing for you. He can lay hands on you. And all those that are ill and, you know, you need recovery from, will be healed now. They're going to be healed now.
Woo, honey.
I'd like to pray for you for just 1 minute because I feel such a heavy anointing right now when you said work injury. And before the whole show even started, I've been talking about God, about healing folks. And you didn't hit a key. It's Shaka. You didn't hit the key. You didn't turn. You didn't turn the lock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woman from the crown of your head right now.
Yeah.
To the very toes of your feet. Right now. Yeah. Healing virtue flowing through your body right now. Hallelujah. And all of your infirmities are falling to the floor right now.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The liquid fire of the Holy Ghost is burning all your infirmities out. Woman, you are already healed. Hey, glory. You're going to look back again and see that you healed and made whole. You're taking up your bed and you're already walking. Hey, glory. Yes. It's already done. You turned the key. You done this.
You turned the key.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
So be it. So be it. You got a key. You got to keep in your mind, keep using it. My God.
You're on the way now. It's on the way now. It's on the time.
Right. You're cutting through some stuff here for people.
Yes, he is.
And they don't understand that what this, what's your name? Is it Miss Alonzo? Or Alonzo? Your gift and hers, honey. God brought all this stuff into connection here.
Yeah,
we got to learn how to work cohesively to move and shape, you know, to bring forth the manifestation on this, and people need to get the understanding.
Glory. I'm about to fall out.
I received that. If there's anything you have to tell me that I need to do to work with my, you know, my personal life, I'm willing to do it because I believe in what God can do no matter what.
Well, doors are opening, and now since this anointed prayer, even more positive, beautiful doors are going to be opening. So now really it's up to you. Just open up your arms, be willing to receive, and let it all happen. Let the good times roll.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for calling. And,
I'll keep you posted.
You'll be calling with confirmation.
And if y'all come to...
Hello?
I'm sorry.
What happened, baby?
I just had a question. Does Elder Sanders ever go out on the road and minister, ever come to Ohio or what?
I'll be traveling soon.
Okay.
And then, you know what you can also do? Is it Erica? Did I get it right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Erica, also what you can do, you got his number. You can give a call. For prayer, 734-345-6589. And then when he go, and you can also email him about, you know, your city, all of the listeners all over the world. You're more than welcome to email him to see about different tours he's doing or whatever. It'll be on his website soon. And that way when he does tours, he'll post it on his on a current events page. But and also you can email him, hey, are you going to be in town or whatever? And his email is Vince, Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Sanders, okay. S-A-N-D-E-R-S, 330@gmail.com. And that way, you know, when he's touring, you can he'll be able to, you know, return your email and
okay.
do it that way as well.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, my
yeah,
pleasure.
Really?
Thank you for calling. I enjoyed it. And the next call is Denise, and she's in Detroit. And she had a question about finances and love. Hello, Denise. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Tana. Thank you. I love listening to your show. And hi, Elder Sanders.
Hello there.
Tana, I want to ask you about my finances. I, too, had a work injury, and things have been tight. But listening to the prayers, I feel so uplifted.
Yes, yes, because you know that only bad things is only temporary, you know, can't be down long, you know?
Yes.
But I don't feel that, you know, things might be a little tight, you know, finances and things like that. I didn't feel that they were going to be tight for long. I did feel that you're going to be moving upward and onward and forward, and things are going to be taken care of. And I do see someone coming to your aid to assist you. Also, they're going to be giving you an ideal, saying, you know what, you want to make some extra cheddar or some change, do this. And whatever this person, it seems like a female. I see a little, maybe a couple old, years older than you, a buddy, a best friend, a cousin, sister. It could even be a cool neighbor. This girl's going to tell you how to make some money. And you can do this from your apartment or house or what have you. So you can make this money, and it does look like it has an opportunity for it being a weekly check coming.
Oh, amen.
And they're going to look out for you. I don't know, somebody's going to tell them, and they're going to pass it straight to you, this information. And I did see you catching up on some bills and stuff like that. I've seen you taking care of some things in the house, too, like maybe buying some pictures or something like that, but you taking care of some things, and it's like you catching up with some things that had, you know, had fell off a little bit there. I didn't see you suffering, like, long at all. It's like, hey, things going to start moving up for you, especially after June 11th, I want to tell you. That's what I see.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. And I think that I get, let me see. Thank you for calling the show, darling. This is Dana. She's calling from Michigan, and she wants a blessing from Elder. Hi, Dana.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, Tana. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. Always good to hear from you.
Oh, I love to hear from you, too, and I just want to thank you so much for calling in. You my girl, honey. You my girl.
I got so many affirmations for you. It's something awful. I could write a book, okay? But
oh, okay.
I need my turn. When
okay.
is my Boaz coming along, and where is my money at?
I do see money coming, but I see money coming from, like, it looks like a trust fund, or it's like a lump sum of money that's going to be coming to you, I keep seeing. But Spirit is showing me a tear, so it's coming from like something that maybe happened tragically or sad. But I see money coming to you that you're not even expecting coming to you. I do see this under like 30 days, because I keep seeing a three. So 30 days or 4 weeks, so 30 days. I'm seeing that's going to be coming to you. You're not even expecting this, and this money's going to be coming to you. And I do know you've been ill. I do see some things turning around with different aspects of your health. I want to tell you that. And then, of course, I do see somebody want to bring a baby by you, want you to babysit it. I don't know if it's your daughter or somebody. They want you to bring. They're going to be tough on you, wanting you to babysit it. If it's like every other day, they're going to say every day. But I keep seeing babies around you, and they're going to be not wanting to leave. And when they leave, they're going to be crying, not wanting to go home. But I see a more consistency with babies around you. And that's what I – but it's cool, though. And I keep seeing why it's hot. Why it's hot, because perhaps the parents going to be vacationing or going out of state or flying out or something. But I keep seeing the babies, and I see good things around you. So money is going to be coming, and it's going to be lump sum. I didn't see, like, you know, a job. I just seen a lump sum money coming to you, but you're not expecting it. And then, of course, Elder, he prays blessings into people's life with his anointed self, okay? You know, so you can't go wrong.
I need my relationship going on. I don't have one.
Right. You're right. Well, he's the man. He can make things happen. When there's no way, he makes a way. That's Elder for you. You want
me
to pray
Elder,
for you?
Yeah. Work with me, Elder. Work with me.
All right. I hear you talking. hallelujah, right now, God. Shakai. And you hear the prayer requests of your people, Father God. And you said you'll give us the desires of our hearts, God. And Father, hallelujah, we're talking relationship, God. Just like you want relationship from us, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you send it, God. Hallelujah. A lot of times, God, we go looking for it. A woman go looking for a man, but a man that signed up for a woman signed up a good thing. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Make it happen for her right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless her life right now, Father God. Make her heart happy, God. Just like we would bless our own children, God. We asking you to bless us. And we ask that your anointing rest on it right now, Father. Rest, God. Hallelujah, God. Send it by special delivery, God, just for her, God. Tailor made just for her, Father God. Hey, cool. Shanda, she'll know it. Without a shadow of doubt. Right now, God, we just thank you for it. We thank you that it's coming. We thank you that it's here. We thank you for the prosperity of it, God. Hallelujah. And Father, let it be a good report, God. Hallelujah. Let the whole deal, God, be a good report. No drama, Isha, God. Hallelujah. Just relationship. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Tana.
Thank you so much. Love you, too. And I want to say something that I almost forgot and I didn't want to get jumped on or beat up. I want to say, I want to thank everybody who has given my mom prayers, and you know, I've been getting emails, texts, phone calls from all across the world from people who have wished my mom well with her health challenges, and I just want to thank you so much because of your continued prayer support and thoughts for my mom. I wanted to say that before I got off the air, and to thank everybody for tuning in and supporting me and entrusting me and Elder, myself and Elder, with, you know, your prayer needs and, you know, different questions on different aspects of your life. And I just want to thank you so much. I appreciate you for tuning in, and we'll both be back, hopefully, the third Friday of the month. And Elder's information again is 734-345-6589, and the email is vincentsanders 30@gmail.com. He's available 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Eastern Time. I cannot thank you enough for being my special guest, Elder. I had a ball with you tonight.
Tana, I'm having myself a good time.
Well, I just love it because, I mean, I feel the anointing over here. My mom is sitting here. She's grinning. She feels the anointing. And we just look forward to you. Hey, you got a permanent studio forever and ever. You got a permanent studio seat right here. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Annette. I couldn't do this. We couldn't do this without Annette. You know, she's the best producer in the universe. And I just want to say, everybody, thank you so much. And I'll be back the third Friday. Number is 586-944-9289 for personal bookings. I do also telephone bookings through PayPal. And my website, TanaLanza.com, and email, Tana@TanaLanza.com. And I thank everybody. I want everybody to stay blessed, stress-free, and enjoy yourself. And thank you so much. And I'm turning it over to Annette. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely a blessing to be with Elder Sanders and Tana Alonzo on the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonzo Show, which is, as Tana said, live the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The next time Tana will be live is June 19th, 2015, because you might be listening to the show in archive. Heaven only knows when, so we're going to let you know. The next live show is June 19th, 2015, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonzo Radio Network.